Yahweh has given us His Ruah, and it leads and guides us into truth, into all truth. And Torah is all truth, brothers and sisters. This wicked generation of charismaticism, they don't even know what truth is. That's why HaMashiach said that Yahweh will not leave you comfortless. But He will send the Ruah, I will pray unto the Abba, and He will send another comforter. And when He has come, when the Ruah of Yahweh, HaKodash Ruah comes, it will guide and lead you into some truth, into all the truth. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Does He say every word that comes from the bosom of Yahweh? Did the Torah come from Him? Remember the Shabbat, did it come from Him? Did His name come from Him? Everything came from Him. We must live by every word that comes out of the bosom of Yahweh. And the Ruah of Yahweh will not speak anything against the Torah. What we have had is a delusional spirit in our Christianity walk and our faith walk. We have all experienced that. Now we can be hypocritical about it and say we have not, but we have experienced that. And He always said, I will send the confirmation of my Torah and the power of its life source. It will create the very strength of joy that in the inward parts. When that witness of that Ruah, witness of the things that are written, sealing and confirming that you are Yisrael. The call in the elect of Yahweh. I want that thing to be sure. I don't want that. I don't want to play happen chance with my being. I don't want that. I want to make sure that my destiny is in His hands. I want to make sure. I don't want it in my hand. I want it in His hand. So if I just do what He tells me. How do you do it? By faith. I just obey Him. Because these false, pseudo, seductive men have come to the forefront, and it's because the heart of man, deceitful, desperately wicked, the imagination is continuously wicked, so Yahweh has sent forth these men that they may draw them into this strong delusion. And this is a generation that is under strong delusion. It is a strong delusion. Do you understand when something is strong, what it is? Yahweh said, I'm going to send them a strong. He's going to send them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie. When something is strong, do you understand when it takes its grips on you, it has the ability to hold you within the grasp of that? It does. It can hold you and take you down, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do when someone put a strong grip on you. And so there's nothing they can do, brothers and sisters. They have no ability to relinquish themselves from that. They have no power to be made free. That is why HaMashiach said, the life that I put in you of Torah inspiration, of what Torah brings to your life. He said, you will know the truth. You will understand what Torah is. You will not be Torah-less. You will not walk without Torah revelation and truth. He said, you shall know the truth. What truth shall we know, brothers and sisters? What is the truth that He was speaking of? He did not come to establish a truth. He came to signify the power of the truth. He said, you will understand the life of Torah, and then you shall be free. You shall be made free, and indeed, you're not bound to death. We're free. Free to worship Him. Free to serve Him. Free to love Him. Free to honor Him. And I tell you, as long as He puts breath in this physical being, I'm going to do what He commands me. And I will not alter anything for any of us. I will not change the concepts of Yahweh for any of you all. I will not do that because I'm worse than a whore. I'm worse than a Jezebel. That's right. A whore is unfaithful. That's just it. Can I say this? I've talked to my natural sister several times. I want to show you some examples of the world since the cousin killed his brother. And of course, I said to my wife, I was telling Deacon Benny, one of the brothers, I don't recall who I was talking to. I really don't even want to talk to them because it's so depressing what they say. They're very depressed people and oppressed and suppressed. She was telling me that one of her sons, first of all, he's in jail. He's down there with the one that killed the cousin. I said, I thought he was married. She said, he is. So where's his wife? Oh, she had a baby by his friend, his best friend. And so they're not friends. He separated. Ouch. Best friend. This is the mindset of the world. Whether you believe that or not. Well, that's a crazy type of genetics you come out of. Tell me about those and yours. You're just ashamed to talk about them. Sons and daughters are whores, babies out of both draw legs. No husband. Just like a female dog, dropping them like a dog. Every time you sit down, they're squatting down with the youngin'. That's prolific today. What's the baby's name? Shinaka Sabaka Bakbuk. What is that? And the youngest come up as retarded as the name is. You give your children a name that is Hebraic, something that from Scripture. Not Shibonka, Shemaka, Shinaka. What is that? It's a retarded symbolism of this retarded world. There's no depth, no meanings, no value at all. Went back to my ancestry, my black heritage. What? You don't, Negro, you have no heritage. Give me that pool. Shisting, that's what it is. Has no value. It is just a direct indictment of the mindset of this mentality of the world today. That's all it is. Yahweh does everything with meaning. That's why his name was Yeshaya, Jeremiah, or Obadiah. The indication that they have a heavenly upper, that their structures come from here. Now, what is that name? Where do you find those syllables of names? And then they don't even apply any meaning to it. It's crazy. So mama's having babies by strange men, and daughters are having babies, sons with babies, everybody having babies, birth under the seal of bastardom. Truth. If you're born out of wedlock, I don't care who you are, you've just been birthed a bastard. That's just it. You can say what you want to. That is the proper analogy or the proper expression of it. Period. Well, I don't like that. It makes no difference whether you like it or not. It's still truth. Still the truth. Still the truth. Period. And so thank Yahweh that I know my Abba. I know my daddy. I know him. Never met the one that's supposed to be the natural dad in all my life. Never met him. But I know my Abba. As a matter of fact, my natural sister said he wants to meet you. I told her he knows where I'm at. 51 years, he's never wanted to meet me. If he wants, let him come here. I will not go out my way to meet him. Not me. Well, that's awful cold. You tell me 51 years, he's never given me a piece of bread. And you go tell me I'm cold. Well, that's not Christian love. I don't have that kind of love. I have Yahweh's truth. Yahweh says this. I want to tell you something, hypocrites. He said, Yaakov, Jacob, I loved. And Esau, I hate him. I despise him. I detest him. He's a despicable dog. He said, I hate him. And when Yahweh says he hates you, he hates you. Well, he hates our sins. No, he hated Esau. He hated Esau the man. He hated Esau the person. Two twins. They both unborn. Neither have they ever done wrong or right. He said, but that one is mine, and that one I love. That one. He said, I hate you. It's only because you're a seed out of the lineage. I will give you a heritage, but it shall come to naught. But that one is going to rise to great zenith of power. It's going to be where my strength shall lie in that one. This one, death shall pursue him and follow him. And this is the generation that is of the Esau mentality. And those that are of Israel, they have the Yaakov. And he's going to bless. He's going to strengthen the inward parts. The Esau's, he still despised them. He has no compassion for them at all. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's strange what you're preaching. I know you love the Benny Hinn's and the T.D. Jakes that can sing something. And they get you emotionally involved. Why do you think they have all those women? That's why they ordain women and stuff like that. Because there's one thing about a woman, she has the ability in her vocal pitch. to move people. She gets deep down. But when you hear her sing, it's something that it moves you. That's what it does. It takes a different, it's a different spirit there. And especially when they sing, when they are submitted and under the obedience of their lawful heads, it does something. And so they get these renegade Jezebel women. And they set them up, prophetess, evangelist, buy them, Jezebel, where she is. Evangelist. He gave his gifts unto men, not some Jezebel. He called men. Call a man. And if a man says unto the woman, he is a weak thing. I don't care who he is. If a man will not do that. A weak thing will. But a man will not do that. She up here today talking like this. Not here in this house. She may find her some whorehouse to do it. But not in Yahweh's tabernacle, his beard. She will not do it here. And that is the truth. And so he sends this delusion, and the mindset is so disillusional today. They accept everything that is wrong and unrighteous. When a man stands at the righteous door of Yahweh, they reject him. They fight against him. They despise him. They will not accept their brothers and sisters. Why? Because they have actually done despite to the Torah. And these men do despite to Torah. They do despite to Yahweh's name. They will tell you it doesn't take all that. Well, it takes that. It takes that and more. It takes 100%. You cannot give Yahweh partial. You can't do that. It takes everything that you have. He said to love you, him with everything. All your love, your heart. All your mind. Everything you got. You love Yahweh. Let your thoughts, your meditation, everything about you is about him. Your mind is given over unto him. You can never know him outside of the chronicles of the book. You must study the book. You must study the scroll, the Torah, to show yourself that Yahweh approves your actions. And that's what studying does. What book do you think Shaul was talking about? He was talking about the book of Matitiah. No, it wasn't even written. Giliana, it was not even in existence. You tell him to study the Torah. Study the Torah. Study the prophets and David and the experiences of Solomon. He said, then you will show yourself approved. You will know whether what you're doing is right or wrong. You will know whether Yahweh has promoted that what you're doing or not. He said, you study yourself. Study the scriptures. You show yourself approved as a workman. When you find a true workman, he works. He doesn't look for escapes. He doesn't look for downtime. When a workman has downtime, he's got uptime. Because he's replenishing, refurbishing, doing the other things that he should do to make his job complete. As a workman, now he gives us an example of a workman. And you want to find a workman, it's not someone that is lazy, shiftless. The workman is one that is enthusiastic about his responsibilities. And then when a workman, he's not ashamed when the boss man comes, he's sitting down drinking a cup of water. He doesn't jump up and move. He just looks at him. Hey, boss man. Boss man knows what he has. He looks at him and says, that's all right. Sit down. I'll sit down with you and have a cup of cool water with you. That's what a workman does. And so the boss man, he's very satisfied with the workman. Because he comes back every time and he finds him working. I don't care what hour he comes back, he's working. He's diligent. So we must study to show ourselves approved as a workman. Righteously now. Understanding or dividing. Allowing the Ruah to minister unto us what the Torah and the word of Yahweh is speaking. Yes. Now that's what we must do. So that what Shaul said was not, is not some new added dimension. It has always been there. That's why the Bereans could hear Shaul, and they went to the scripture. Why? Because they believed everything he said. And then they went to the Torah to see if those things were so. And they went there to excite their heart. To say, this is all right. I like what Shaul has spoken and preached. It's a great delight. This is a generation that is so delusional, it cannot see. It cannot comprehend. The heart is so darkened. It is so alienated from Yahweh. And Yahweh is going to save Israel, his house. That's all he's going to say. From their sins. Period. That's all he's going to save. Turn quickly to Jeremiah 6:18. Same book. He speaks to America, to China, to the continent of Africa, Europe. Because the remnant of his seed is scattered throughout the nations of the world. So he says in Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 18. He says, now you must understand that this spirit of the door has been opened because of the spirit. He says, therefore, Shema, or hear, listen, you nations. And know, O congregation, what is now upon you. He said, now, what is going to happen? Now, what I read in Thessalonica, it is upon us. This is what's going to happen. He said, listen, O earth. See, I will. Now, is this Yahweh talking? Is that Yahweh or Jeremiah talking? That's Yahweh. He said, I will bring good. Is that Yahweh? You tell me bring evil? He said, I will bring evil upon this people, even upon the fruit of their thoughts. Why? Because they have not listened to my words, nor to my Torah, but they did what? Loved it? This is a generation that has rejected the word of Yahweh. It has rejected the Torah. So that's why the thoughts are evil today. That's why the thoughts are very sadistic. That's why they almost control you. That's why the corrupt mindset controls this generation. You can't get anything pure out of this generation. And the only pure thing that those that are pure and that desire to please Yahweh is that there's a pure hope in them. There's a pure desire. He said, this nation, the nations of the world, they have rejected my word. They have cast my Torah away from them. And they will not obey. They are a Torahless people. There's nothing that governs today. Even parents will say, and natural relatives, well, you do your own thing. Do what your heart says. Well, your heart is a conduit of evil imaginations. Your heart is a cesspool of wickedness. Your mind retains things that are wicked more relative, faster than things that are right. You can remember things that are corrupt, whether they are insinuations or slandering or lies, and you can carry that from one month to the next. But we cannot remember the pure words of Yahweh that will give us strength in our battle and our opposition against the powers of hell. Brothers and sisters, we ought to love Yahweh enough to do what He commands us. His Shabbat is very vital, and His Moeds too, His feast days. He means that. And we think that He's playing around. It's not a time that you do your thing. It's a time of meditation and consecration unto Yahweh. He means what He says. Just like the damnable, wicked, pagan Christmas. That's their day in gathering, isn't it? They will come from all the America, around the world, to visit their wicked relatives on one of the most venerable pagan days of the year. It is a damnable deception of hell. It is a pagan, wicked celebration of hell. It celebrates hell. It celebrates everything that is against Torah. It celebrates lust and covetousness and greed, unthankfulness. It celebrates an adulterous relationship, married to some other form of being. It's not of Yahweh. And yet they will come from every part of the United States, will they not? To visit their, quote, loved ones for some pagan activity. And yet when it comes to Yahweh, we make excuses. I will not make excuses for the Shabbat. I will lose a job, family, all to do what Yahweh says. I will not make excuses because of His Moeds to satisfy the flesh or to give the flesh some comfort. That's not the sign of a strong man. That's not the sign of one with strength at all. He says for us to obey Him in everything. And if we love Yahweh, we will keep all of His words. We will keep all of His mitzvot. You talk out of your mouth, but your heart doesn't display what is actually in you. You can say you love Him all you want to, but if you don't know what He commands you, you're full of liar. You're deceived. When you don't understand, know that faith is an action that takes place in one where the word of Yahweh is alive in the inward parts. If there's no life to what's in you, the words that HaMashiach spoke, they were Ruah, they were spirit, they were life, were they not? Did He obey Yahweh? Did He please Him in some things? A few things? All things. He's our example too. We just have to love him. A fearful, wicked generation. No faith, no trust. No confidence in Yahweh. None. Where are the spiritual leaders? Where are the men of leadership? If you all find a prophet, tell him, please come see me. Especially if you find an apostle. I want to sit down with him because he can teach me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. When you find a prophet, tell him about this preacher. Whoever you are, please tell him to contact me. Go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. Please tell him if he's a prophet. Within a few minutes, I will know whether he's a prophet. Well, pseudo, I will know that. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Send the prophets, Yahweh. The men that are dynamic in their character and their power. And that will speak with an authority that will cause the heart of man to tremble. Cause him to fear. This today is pseudoism. It's based upon a false aspect of Christianity. You notice one thing that Yahweh didn't flood the nation with prophets, did he? He sent prophets when they were deep in their corruption and their sins, didn't he? Everybody today is a prophet. Is that so? Everybody's a shulishim, an apostle. I looked the other day and they had more apostles than you can shake a stick at. Apostle Janet Smith. Apostle Reuben Patterson. Apostle Chantel Maccabee. The pseudos. They have no living power of his word in them. When the prophet came, Jeremiah spoke to Israel. They knew that he wasn't like the judges. He had something they didn't have. And they speak authoritatively. And they don't fear the expression of men and the attitude of man. They don't fear that. They're not prophets. They're pseudos. And they're false. You will know a prophet by the power of what emanates out of his ruah. You will know that. Yahweh says, because they have not listened, this congregation, he said, because, listen, O earth, I will bring this evil upon you, my people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened to my words, nor my Torah, but they have rejected it. Now, for some reason, we are people that think that Yahweh intends for us to do partial or be partial to what he commands us. But he says here in Jeremiah 32, verse 23, he said, I want to tell you as Jeremiah expressed unto you, and they came in where? Unto the land of promise, and they possess it. But they obeyed all of my voice. And they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh. Well, how was his voice expressed? He expressed it by the mouth of the prophets, by the nabis, by the judges, by the priests. He said, they obeyed not my voice, neither walk in your Torah. They have done nothing. They have done nothing at all that you commanded them to do. Therefore, you have caused all this evil to come upon them. He said, they have done nothing. They have done nothing. We are a generation that has done nothing that he's commanded us to do. He said, for that reason, I'm going to send the strong delusions. I'm going to send the power of hell that will cause your mind to turn away from the power of the birth of this hope of HaMashiach in my people. And you will do dishonor to my Torah. You will cast it aside. You will cast it behind your back. You will mock the Torah. You will reject it. You will have your religious practices. You will practice all kinds of religious workings. And they are of hell. They are of the powers of darkness. Because you have done nothing. You have done anything. You have not put forth the effort to do anything that I've commanded you. I've given you a land to possess it. I've given you a place to possess it. And you have done nothing at all that I've commanded you. Nothing whatsoever. We obey all that he commands us. He said, you have not done anything that I've commanded you to do. And for this reason, I will cause the evil to come upon you. I know what this world thinks, and Yahweh is Ahava. Do you understand? Yahweh is love. Brothers and sisters, Hear me today. Do you understand what that really is? I know he is love. But he loved his truth so much that he cannot dispose of it. His truth is love. Tell me that I'm a fool. Tell me I'm in sin. That's just like a woman being abused by a man. And a mother say, don't you know you're a fool, daughter? Don't you know that? They say love is blind. No, Yahweh's love is not blind. He'll tell you when you act like a Jezebel, when you act like a fool. His love is not blind. For his truth, because they receive not the ahava, the love. See, his truth, the Torah, is love. Because they receive not the ahava of truth, then he shall send them strong delusions that they will believe a lie. Because the love, or the love that the Torah is capable of expressing unto one, because you don't let that love of the Torah love you. And that's what the Torah does. It loves us. Why? Because it is Yahweh. It is his government. It is what he expressed unto a people. He said, because you don't receive that, then I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you a strong delusion. That you will believe a lie. You will believe falsehood. You believe the pagan rituals and the pagan celebrations. You'll be carried away by this false delusion of this hour. And the world is taken. Young, old, mama, daddy, brother, sister. No one loves Yahweh. They don't even love their pagan name, Jesus or Jesus, Christo. They don't even love that. I'm telling you the truth. They have no pure strength of Yahweh dwelling in them. Just a religious prostitute. The pagan whorehouses will be open tomorrow, and men will go there looking for something that is easy to get. And they won't know what is easy to get. That's just the truth. Say what you want to. They will go there looking. And strangers will go, and they will have their Jesus experience where they will go looking. And they know exactly what to look for. There's nothing more despicable than a woman or a man that has no confidence at all. What about you, preacher? I have great confidence. I know who I am. Whether I'm sweaty or dirty, I know who I am. Makes no difference. I feel comfortable either way. Either way. You look a mess, that's all right. I still know who I am. Because I know my Abba. I know my Father. It's vital to know that, isn't it? Is it important for your sons and daughters to know you? For them to know their parents? It's important for us to know our Abba. See, this birth here, the first birth, our natural birth, it was birthed out of the nature of bastardom. This birth is different. This is the real birth here. I like this one here. Because that first one has no heritage at all. This one, the riches. There's honor. Trials and afflictions. Esteeming and reproving and rebuke. Because that's what a true Ahava will do. That's the truth. So this is the one with the value. The first one is not even relevant. This one, of great relevance. Of great substance. Of great hope. That first one, no hope. What can my natural mother leave me? Nothing. Or this man that calls himself my natural avat, what can he leave me? Nothing. But this one, he has given me the great riches of his eternal blessings. He has given me the understanding of his purpose and his mind that it may exercise in me, and I will do all things to please him. And that should be our lives and nothing else. To do all things to please Yahweh. Our purpose, our desire. That should be our purpose. Not this delusion. Not this thing that men are seeking pleasure more than they're seeking Yahweh. It's a pleasure generation. And they're still not satisfied. They're not content. And they're not happy. I want to read a few more scriptures. It says in 2 Melechim, 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 12. I want to show you the propensity and the spirit of these evildoers. You cannot strengthen the hands of the evildoers. I don't care if it's your sons, your daughters, you cannot. When they reject Torah, you cannot strengthen them in their rejection of Yahweh. You open up yourself to every kind of foul spirit there is. In 2 Melechim, that 2 Kings 17:10, it says, verse 12, for they, and he's talking about his people, is he not? For they served what? They serve idols, and this generation is serving idols. Is given over unto pagan gods. And they serve idols whereof Yahweh has said to them, you shall not do this thing. Yet Yahweh testified for Israel. He testified against them. You tell me this loving Creator testified against them. He spoke against them. He testified against Israel and against Yehuda by some of the prophets. Now that's the power of a prophet. He will always testify against Israel and Yehuda. That's why they're separated unto this day. Because sin is what brings the separation. We defy Torah. And all the prophets, these false pseudo devils, corrupt us today. They are not the Nabis of Yahweh. Because Yahweh, when He sends a prophet, He will testify against. He will not testify for your fleshly attributes and your lustful matter. And by all the seers saying that this is what they will tell you, turn you from your evil ways. You mean the prophet will tell you that? That's what a true prophet would tell you. He would tell you, woman, to dress like a woman. He would tell you that. Carry yourself in a way that is dignified. He would tell you, man, don't be effeminate and be strong. Testified against them, against their evil ways. And he told them to keep my mitzvahs and my statutes according to all the Torah which I commanded you of art, which I sent to you by my servant. See, a prophet is a servant. And they will command you to keep the mitzvahs of Yahweh. They will command you to honor the Torah, teach the Torah, teaching of the Torah. These false pseudos are not telling people that today. You keep all of His statutes. You keep all of His covenant relation, His covenant with you. You don't take partial or reduce it down to some kind of fleshly satisfaction. The truth of Yahweh cuts. It constantly cuts. It always cuts. It always cleanses. That's why we have to be constantly before Him. That's why we have to constantly keep the truth embedded in our hearts. That's why we have to study. For what reason? That we may know the truth. HaMashiach said, if you continue in the words. What words did He preach? Did He preach the Torah? Sure He did. He said, then you are my disciples, my disciple ones indeed. He said, and then only shall you know the Torah. The truth of the Torah, the power of the Torah. And that truth or the power of the Torah, the life of the Torah, will make you free. So when a man sinned under Moshe's law, under the witness of two or three witnesses, he died. If he was worthy of that. And because there's life in you, the Torah brings a living life. You will not sin the way they did in the law under the Torah of Moshe. Because they were carnal. They were fleshly. And the Torah was weak because of the flesh. Now HaMashiach, he came to be he's the second man, Ben Adam, but he is of the living Ruah, isn't he? He's a quickening. He's the power of the Torah. So because we follow His example, we have Him, that we know that we can live the power and the strength of Torah. It is so simple. Isn't that simple? That's not hard to understand, is it? Is that hard? Not to me, it isn't. It's easy. Why? Because if we learn of HaMashiach, take His yoke upon us and learn of Him. His yoke is easy. When He commands us, His burden is light. We're not oppressed down under some great, tremendous pressure. It's easy and it's light. Why? Because we do it because we love Yahweh. Is that something we're compelled to do? We're not forced to do. I'm not forced to preach. I'm not forced to believe His truth. I'm not forced to stand in His truth. I'm not forced to do that. I'm not forced to do that. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He says, notwithstanding, they will not hear. But they harden their necks, like to the necks of their avat. And they did believe in Yahweh, their sovereign. And they did not believe in Yahweh. I don't believe that. I don't believe in that Yahweh. I don't believe in what Scripture says. And they did not believe in their sovereign ruler. That's what Scripture says. That's what Scripture says. You can look at that any way you want to. That's why He said, don't strengthen the hands of the evildoers. They harden their neck. They become stubborn, self-righteous. He says, and they loved, and they rejected my statutes. They rejected His covenant that He made with their avat. They rejected His testimony, which He testified against them. And they followed vanity, empty things, vain things, things that are worthless, things that are superficial, things that have no life. Is that not what the world is following today? Is that not what you follow? You follow those things at times. Your mind is given to vanity, to emptiness. Follow vanity and became vain and went after the heathens that were round about them, concerning whom Yahweh had ordered them that they should not do like them. You act like the heathens. You dress like the heathens. You carry yourself like the heathens. It is not of Yahweh. I want to tell you all something now. I know you may be new. Some of you, all of you that are new. It is one thing about this preacher. I will tell you, when you come into this place, I will tell you what's right. And I will warn you. And I want to tell all your daughters. I want to tell all your women. You don't dress the way you dress. You don't dress so skimpish. It's an abomination. The scripture says, for a woman not to wear things that a man wear. Man the woman. What if I had on a dress this morning? Would I look stupid in here? You don't carry yourself like a harlot. You dress in a way that is appropriate. And someone, you can't sit down, they can see your drawers, your buttocks. That's wrong. Why would you even tempt a man? Why would you even tempt another man like that? That's wickedness. It's not of Yahweh. You dress, you cover yourself, you cover your body. It's wrong to dress that way. That's worldly. No, if you come to this house, Yahweh sent you, I'm going to tell you, I don't care who you are. That's just the truth. This world is so false. Come on, you daughters, you black women are so false. It's a shame. You got false hair, false nails, false toenails. Come on. What a damnable shame. Got some of this hair weaved in your head. Got it burnt out with some perm trash. You don't realize the tumors that it causes in your babies. And they got you so damn dumb, we don't even know nothing at all. These faggots out here got you twisted up. That's not of Yahweh. Some old false hair from an unclean animal, some horsetail hair, a damn of a trash. It's not of Yahweh. Yahweh never intended for us to do that. Intended for us to be pure, set apart. Come on. Put that damn trash in your head, burning your brains. Even the folks who put them, they got enough sense to put on gloves. Yes, they do. I watch them folks getting their nails done. Them folks got them respirators on their mouth, and the folks just sitting there, and they got stuff on their head. I said, well, to me, that's crazy. If it's that dangerous, then when they're doing it, he said, I say, when you go to Walmart, you watch. Do you ever see, you've seen them do that, son? They got things on there. Do they have that? Huh? And yet the folks sitting there.
Yeah, come on.
And I sat there and looked at little foreigners. I looked and said, that's kind of crazy to me. If he got some of his. You mean that's that bad? If it's that bad for you to smell, what do you think is going through your body? We're an ignorant people. You dress in a way that is appropriate. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Dress in a way that's kodesh, clean. You may get mad at me, but that's all right. It makes you different. And I want to say this to you as well, women and men. Brothers and sisters, you don't, brothers, look, you don't touch another woman if you're not married to her. That's wrong. You don't lay hands on her. You don't embrace her. You don't hug them. That's wrong. It's wicked. The scripture tells us to touch not. Lay hands suddenly on no one. You don't get all upon each other. That's wrong. I tell you that. It's wrong. Now, you can say what you want to. We had a couple to come here on the weekend. They wrote me a letter. I'm going to read the letter before I close here in a few minutes. So it blessed my heart whether you agree with it or not. But that's an improper way. And you wonder why our young daughters are the way they are, which they have no restraints in their lives, because you're old ones. You're just as fruit-headed as they come. You don't know how to carry yourself in a way to give them a perfect example. And it's a shame. You wonder why what we call the Negroes of America, 76% of the home, the babies are there, no husbands or nothing, because we got Ham and 50 Cent telling the girls to shake their butts and twist their butts and just say, come on, baby, that's all you want to do. You want to shake that thing. That's it. And that's all they know. It's an abomination. You want to wear something so short that even a gnat can see your butt, and that's what they tell you. That's wrong. That's wrong. It's not of Yahweh. That ain't even decency. Even the world looking. Men look at a woman. I want to tell all you women, will I ever see any of you all again? Would a man see that? I'm a man. All 260 pounds. But I see that, it's disgusting. I look, I say, she doesn't have much character, does she? It wouldn't take much for that. See, that's how men think, whether you believe that or not. When a man sees a woman that has a dignity, then that a man, that stimulates him. He says, boy, that's a jewel. That's how they think. I'm a man. I know how a man thinks. Truth. You know how to dress and impress. You don't have to do that. That's how you get it. How do I know that? Because Hollywood does that all the time, don't they? They're naked, Britney and all of them, no husband, babies, and out of both draw legs. 6 months and it's over with. 8 months. So that's not how it works. It works by the total way. That's how it works. We have to go that way. Hallelujah way. So if you come before this preacher, he will tell you what's wrong. Did not the prophets tell Israel what was wrong? Hallelujah way. And I will tell you. He says this in the 17th chapter, verse 16. And they left all of his mitzvahs of Yahweh, their sovereign ruler, and made the molten images, two calves, and made a grove, and they worshiped all the hosts of the Shemayim, and they served Baal, their Lord. They served their Lord Jesus and their Lord God. They served their Lord Baptist and their Lord Methodist. But they did not serve Yahweh. They did not love Yahweh. They resisted and they rejected him. They did not love Yahweh. And that's this generation. And Yahweh said, for this purpose, I will send them strong delusions, that they will believe a lie, that the Torah is all truth. They will not believe the Torah truth. They will believe a deception and a lie and a falsehood. They will not believe that. I will say this to you all. There are many that have entered into tabernacles or whatever, and yet these men that are so unscrupulous, they're so greedy for money, they're such dogs, they do not care for the being of anyone. Yahweh says he will tell us the truth. And everything I read today, he told Israel the words were against them. He doesn't speak words for him, because if Yahweh be for us, that's all that matters. He's for us, his people. And so everything he speaks for us is for him. But he shows us what things are against him and things that are inappropriate and things that he doesn't like. And there's a way that we walk is not proper before Yahweh. It's wrong. It's superficial. It's false. And the world has ingrained the superficial mentality that we are so false. The women are false. The men are false. And their love is false. Their commitment is false. Their relationships are false. That's why men marry and remarry and remarry and remarry. They marry, divorce, marry, divorce. There's nothing that sustained endurance at all in this nation at all. Men, 3 or 4 or 5 wives, women, 4 or 5 husbands, and they do that. 4 or 5 boyfriends and 4 or 5 girlfriends. That's not of Yahweh. No one in Scripture where it teaches us that. We do what Yahweh says. And men, you will honor any woman that you aspire to be your wife. You honor her. Don't touch her. Don't let her. Don't kiss her. That's wrong. That's wicked. That's what the world teaches. You don't even touch her. You keep her pure. Keep your hands off of her. Woman, you keep your hands off of him. Believe me, brothers and sisters, sex doesn't make a relationship. And I say this as I close. Now, don't tell me what not to say. Now, folks who watch them damnable television, that's all they do is they sexing it down. Everybody's sexing it. They sell you Kool-Aid with sexing it. They say your car sexing it. All right. They say your television sexing it. They say you cotton candy sexing it. Everything's a sexing today. They sex everything to sell. Say what you want to. They sex it. The music videos by Hammer and all them fools, they sex everything. Everything is sexy. Women naked, half clad like beasts, that's what they do. They sell everything sexy. Alright, so don't be so self-righteous, alright? And so that's not the strength of a relationship. Our strength of a relationship is the covenant. And the covenant is based upon one thing that is pure. That's the how about Yahweh, just love. For the man truly loves a woman, that's it. For the woman truly loves a man, that's what it's based upon. Hallelujah. And those little feelings or emotions at times, that's just the feel-in parts of that. That just strengthen that resolve in one's heart. We've been taught things that are false because Hollywood and that bewitching spirit of Hollywood has taught you everything about love and emotions and feelings and what it is to be a woman and what it is to be a man. Let me read this before I close. Come on, Brother Patrick. I want to read this. It says this. So when people like Leah up in Brooklyn say things, it doesn't trouble me. And when you even say things, it doesn't trouble me. This is the letter that Brother Michael, Sister Michael, and Brother Alex, we certainly enjoyed you all, bless you all, there in Hamilton, Ohio. He writes this letter. He says, Shalom, Pastor and Sister Roberts, and to all the saints of victory, I want to write to you all and let you know that the time we spent there was a blessing. We prayed to the Abba for several months that if it was His will for us to come to Victory, to fellowship with you and the congregation, and to be baptized in His name. As always, the Father answered and blessed us with the best trip of our entire life. I cannot begin to express what I'm feeling in my life, my heart. But I want you to know that my life there is not one person on this earth I would have considered to be a role model until I met you. And I was honored to be around a true man of Yahweh. Pastor Robert, the saints have been a tremendous example to me and my family of how Yahweh wants us to live our lives. I thank you, and I believe you, my brother, from the bottom of my heart, that's what I believe, for allowing us to be a part of your family. We're one, Brother Micah. We're family. There is so much to say, but I know how busy you are. So for now, I will just say bless you and keep swinging, I will, that sword. Much love in Messiah Yahshua's name. I won't stop swinging it. The sword of the Ruah. His word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We have a mandate from Yahweh. There's a way that He wants us to walk before Him, brothers and sisters. It's a shame that the world has corrupted us so. There's no love for Him. It's a shame that we will abandon what Yahweh says to have an association with the world. I won't do that for no one. I think about my natural cousin. He's 51. I'm 51. Listen, brothers and sisters. He was getting $1,800 a week. That's a lot of money. And probably would get more than that once things began to... Once he began to settle with the accident he was in. He was getting ready to get $2 million. That's a lot of money. Say what you want to $2 million. What profit a man if he gains the whole world today and lose his soul? Can you imagine how he was thinking having that kind of money, what he's going to do? He's not going to buy a $30,000 house. He's going to buy a $250,000 house. He's not going to buy a $10,000 car. He's going to buy a $40,000 car. That's the way they work. Say what you want to. And all of this money he was giving to him. $1,800 a week. That's a lot of money, isn't it? That's more than we have here. One man. That's a lot of money. And yet all of that. Now who shall inherit that? Who shall spend his money? So don't tell me about family love. That was a brother killed a brother. Don't tell me family love. Don't explain that to me. That was a brother. Shot a brother in the back. First degree murder. Came out of the same womb. And he blasted him in the back. First degree murder. That's love. Of course, he would say he loved his brother too. That's why I tell you, don't love me with that kind of love. I want the truth and the true love of Yahweh. Because that's what he wants. You understand? That's not love. That's not love. For a man to shoot his brother Cowell in the back. But Pastor Roberts, I'm quite sure you're going to show your condolences. No. See, if I was to go there, preach, they wouldn't like me. They would get mad at me. And they would want to kill me. Because I'm not going to preach like that demon Mac or where they're going to bury him. I don't talk like that. They won't like me. And if I preach, there wouldn't be no crying when I finish. And so they're not going to have me there. Well, I know you want to go. Nah. Wouldn't we always gas on that? Nah. Yahweh's not mocked. Be not deceived, brothers and sisters. Yahweh's not mocked. But if a man sow, that shall he also reap. My mother, my aunt sowed wicked things. They're reaping. Just like I have reaped. Just like you have reaped. You don't get by. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I don't care. You can cry all you want to. is coming up. We planted all those seeds over there, didn't we? They're coming up. I get amazed just watching them come up. I go over there twice, three times, and they just look at them. Man, that's all right. You planted almost 4,000 seeds. That's a lot of seeds. There's going to be a lot of planting in the garden, isn't it? Go plant it, too. But I was over there the other day, I said, wow, thank you, Yahweh. They're up. Sprouting, coming up. Hundreds of broccoli and cabbage, and boom, they're just coming up. That's all right. So it is in our lives. We sow broccoli, we getting broccoli, right? And the trays that we got marked flat Dutch head, are we going to get broccoli or Dutch head? Dutch head. So you sow sin, corruption, you're going to get that. You sow to the Ru'ah, you're going to reap life everlasting. So when you do that, well, that happened 20 years ago, it makes no difference, honey. Well, you don't only have 30 years, it makes no difference. It's one thing that Yahweh brought to my understanding, analogy. He said, son, if you lost that arm, when I save you, would it grow back? Now, he's able to do that. No, it's going to be lost. Period. So whatever you sow, you reap it. You sow to the flesh, you're going to reap that. You sow to the Ruach, you're going to reap life everlasting. And many times, sin doesn't allow you to understand what you're doing. It doesn't. Both of those sons came out of the same womb. Same mother. Same mother. Just two different daddies. Same mother. You understand? And one says to the other, I'll kill you. He asked him, man, you really would kill me? He says, watch this. Boom! He shot him in the chest. Boom. He ran to turn. He ran. That's why they charged him with first degree murder. Then he blasts the man in his back. He falls to the ground. His mother runs out there, looks at him. He tries to grasp out a few words, and that's it. That's death a reality? I don't want to die like that, but I know I'm going to die. I know that. Know that. I bless Yahweh for that. That he gives us that great assurance that one day, that in this life, is going to expire. And that's why he gave us days that even in our oldness of age, as we draw closer, he caused certain things to begin to move away. Our sight is not as good. Ability to walk, ability to do other things is not as good. You begin to lose some of your faculties. You begin to lose some of your strength. And he does that to prepare you. Because there's a pure thing that's going to take place. And you're going to die. You're going to die. Don't be a fool and kill yourself. But you're going to die. You're going to die. There's nothing here to be afraid of. We ain't going to eat nobody. That's for sure. May Yahweh bless you. Bless you all that listen by the live stream. Come on and stand to your feet with us wherever you are. In your homes. Brother Nathan, we bless you today. Brother Jerry there in Dallas, Texas, where you all are listening. We bless you all. Brother James there in Brooklyn, New York. Come on and sing with us as we sing this song. You all know it. Hallelujah.
Let there be life in abundance. Let there be a life in our lives. May now your love, sweet desire, cause us Yahweh to arise, give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love that is real, so that there be love shed among us. Let there be.
Come on and grab your neighbor's hand and sing that. Come on, every heart.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives.
We greet you all, wherever you all are listening today. Sister Tucker there, Emma Widgets. We bless you all, Brother Tucker and all the children. Whomever you are, Brother James and Brother Teresa, we bless you all. Continue to listen to the broadcast.
Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love that it is real, So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
Come on, look in your neighbor's eyes and sing it real.
So let there be a love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. Lead now your love, sweet the sound. Goes us your way to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love. It is real, so let there be love shared among us. Let there be a love.
Come on, one more time.
So let there be.
Bless you all today. We do love you all, and we pray that the broadcast will continue to be an inspiration and a strength to you all. Those that will hear this message wherever, many parts of the world, you that are listening in the United States of America, we bless you all, and may Yahweh fill your home with his precious Ahava this day, and this Shabbat be a blessing to you. Bless you all.
Give us, O fresh understanding of brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be our love.
Hallelujah. Well, for all things we do bless you this Shabbat as we gather here. We do pray, our precious Abba, that your hour will fill the heart of your people, that they will love you above all things. I bless you for correction, for reproof and rebuke, for exposing every sin and every corrupt thing of our love, that we may repent, turn, change quickly, to obey you in all things, to acknowledge you, our precious Abba. We thank you for the precious blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb, the hope of Israel, the uniter of the kingdom of Yahweh. Bless your people, I pray. And let us hear from you continuously. We know that you are known by your Ruah, your spirit of judgment. So judge me. Cleanse us. Wash us. Watch over us as a people. We will bless you and praise you and thank you for all things. Bless all the listeners today. The hearers, give them great strength. For we ask all things in the mighty name, Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel, and all the people of Yahweh cried, Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yahweh bless you.